Hello, St. Pete, and thanks for tuning in to Bulls by the Bay, your weekly update from USF St. Petersburg. I'm Colleen Cherry, Community Relations Specialist, giving you the latest news from our vibrant waterfront campus. We're celebrating the 60th anniversary of USF St. Petersburg. Our campus was formally opened by USF President John Allen on July 1st, 1965 at a public ceremony. USF St. Petersburg, or the USF Bay Campus, was the first regional campus in the state university system. We were pioneers, innovative and visionary from the start. Now, 60 years later, we proudly continue to provide innovative education opportunities in the heart of downtown St. Pete. Several high-priority initiatives and key projects for the University of South Florida will receive funding as part of the final state budget for fiscal year 2025-2026, signed into law this week by Governor Ron DeSantis. The governor approved $10 million to complete the state's share of the Environmental and Oceanographic Sciences Research and Teaching Facility at USF St. Petersburg. This investment will further position St. Petersburg as a world-class center of marine and environmental science, education, and community engagement. In addition, $1 million was approved for the Eileen Hoffman Hafer You Matter program at USF St. Petersburg, which provides students with unique abilities and accessible university experience in a post-secondary setting. The funding will allow the program to expand enrollment and upgrade facilities. An innovative team of professors, musicians, and students is turning complex environmental data into powerful music. After composing pieces that brought attention to red tide and harmful algae blooms, they're now focusing on oysters, highlighting how environmental stressors are threatening Florida's oyster populations. The interdisciplinary research not only tracks this decline, but also celebrates oysters' critical role in sustaining coastal ecosystems, the seafood industry, and local economies. The project is led by Assistant Professor of Anthropology Heather O'Leary, who wanted to make science more accessible to the public. Partnering with Matt McCutcheon, Director of Bands at USF, and a team of student composers, they created musical works performed by the USF Symphonic Band and Wind Ensemble. The Crescendo project involves original sheet music, artwork, a music video, and even an augmented reality experience, all designed to draw people into the data in fresh and meaningful ways. The next oyster-themed concert is set to take place in January 2026 at USF. USF St. Pete hosted the St. Pete Strong Youth Conference on June 30th, bringing 500 Pinellas County middle and high school students to our campus. Students got the opportunity to engage in robotics demonstrations, practice Shark Tank business pitches, tour research vessels, learn how to write songs, and more. St. Pete Strong is organized by the Dream Faith Foundation and its founder, Deontay Thompson, who was born and raised in South St. Pete and has worked in the tech field for 21 years. He started the nonprofit in 2008 to empower students through conferences, scholarships, mentoring, and STEAM workshops in underserved communities. It is his passion to spread a positive message of hope and empowerment in the world. The St. Pete Strong Youth Conference, now in its 10th year, helps students envision themselves on a college campus and begin thinking about career opportunities. And that's all for this week's Bulls by the Bay Weekly News Update. I'm Colleen Cherry, signing off. Till next week.